is. Or the Lord's plan. Page 592. Okay. What's the town name here before we start?
Bethlehem.
Good. Okay, yes. And they think it was like halfway between the Dead Sea and the Sea of Galilee in the west bank of the river. Between the Mediterranean Sea and the Jordan River up there. Near the plain of Mediterranean up there by some narrow mountain passes. Okay. So let's read. Then Judas said to them, "Hear me, my friends. Take this head and hang it at the top of the city wall at daybreak. Then, when the sun comes up on the horizon, let every able-bodied man take up his weapons and appoint a captain over them. March out of the city as though you were going down the plain against the outposts of the Assyrians, but do not go down. Then they will take up their weapons and head into their camp and awaken the officers of the Assyrian army. They will hurry together to Holofernes' tent, but they will not find him. Panic will overcome them. They will run from you. Then you and all those who dwell inside the boundaries of Israel shall pursue them and kill them as they flee. But before you do these things, call Achior the Ammonite to me, so he may look upon and recognize the man who hated the house of Israel, and sent him to us as those of his death." So they sent for Achior from Uzziah's house. And when he came, he saw the head of Holofernes held in the hand of a man in the assembly of people. He fell on his face and fainted. But when they picked him up, he fell prostrate at the feet of Judas and bowing before her said, "Blessed are you in all the camps of Judea. Those who hear your name in every nation will tremble. But for now, explain to me everything you did during those days." Then in the midst of the people, Judas told him the many things she had done since the day she departed until the time she was speaking with them. And as she completed her report, the people shouted loudly, making jubilant noise in the city. And when Achior saw all the things the God of Israel had accomplished, he believed in God profoundly, was circumcised, and has been members of the house of Israel until this day. At daybreak, they hung the head of Holofernes on the wall, and every man seized his weapon. They then marched out in companies to the mountain passes. And when the Assyrian forces saw them, they notified their captains, and they went and turned to the generals, the captains, and all their officers. They went to the tent of Holofernes and said to the man in charge of all his affairs, "Awake our Lord at once, for the slaves dare to come down to wage war against us to their total destruction." Then Bagoas went in and knocked at the door of the tent, for he presumed Holofernes was sleeping with Judah. When there was no answer, he opened the door and entered the bedchamber. He found it sprawled out on the floor, a corpse without head. With a loud voice, he cried out, weeping and groaning. Shouting out, he tore his garments. He then went to the tent where Judas had lodged. Unable to find her, he ran out to the people and cried out, "The slaves deceived us. A single woman of the Hebrews has brought shame upon the house of King Nebuchadnezzar. Come and see. Holofernes is sprawled on the ground and his head is gone." When the Assyrian army officers heard these words, they tore their tunics and were in a state of great turmoil. They cried aloud, shouting in the midst of the camp. It'd be nice to keep reading in it, but we have to stop there. Okay. Well, God is having mercy on the house of Israel because they were faithful to him at this point, it seems like. So God is taking care of them. And these people right now, as we read this chapter up in Bethulia, what is the condition up there in the town? What's going on up there?
They need water.
Yeah, like how bad?
Boundless,
starving. Yes, and listless. I mean, can't hardly walk. Just really, they need water. Really bad right now, so. Praise the Lord for this. They found the strength to go out and stand in the mountain passes at least, didn't they? And the Lord just performed a miracle there. So they're going to just go into panic. So we'll see that next time there. Thinking about Achior here a little bit. Who was Achior again?
When I'm doing a job that I don't like to do and it's boring or something, I just tend to think of other things and wish I was somewhere else, but I should think about what I'm doing and just do it faithfully. He that is faithful in very little is faithful also in much. Luke 16:10. How I can be more faithful is when I have a job to do and it's, I don't like it at all and it's just not very nice. I gotta just get it done and then I won't have to do it.
I got David in the Bible was faithful just tending his father's sheep and doing the little things that he was supposed to do. Then he got called to bigger things.
Uh,
I thought about Moses when he was leading the children of Israel. He could have, after he hit the rock and started speaking to it, you know, and he wasn't allowed to go into the promised land, he could have just said, forget it, and walked off and lived the rest of his life how he wanted to. But he was faithful and stuck through it, even if he didn't get to go in the promised land.
Tobit was faithful when they were taken captive into Nineveh. He didn't eat the bread of the Gentiles, and he kept himself pure and remained faithful.
I could be faithful by doing what I'm asked to do without complaining about it.
When we're having a long day down in the shop, it's easy for me to get kind of drowsy and bored. But if I really enjoy my work and see what's going on, then I can, and that helps me a lot.
Recently, I let the calves, the heifers, run out of hay, and I didn't do much about it, and I need to do better at that.
I can be faithful by if, like, some friends or family are doing something that I know I shouldn't be doing, I can just go do something else instead of joining them.
And John the Baptist, he was faithful in doing God's work for him, preaching. He was faithful and they killed him for it.
I need to be more faithful to try to get along with my brothers and sisters, so I don't tend not to get along very good.
I need to work on, like, when I don't feel like it, thinking about other people, and just, I realize that life's really simple. It's not real complicated, but we make it complicated. But it's a blessing to serve the Lord.